This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is on the oh my God, what is happening side. It's no good way to transition, so here I go. I'll just do my best. Maryland plays this afternoon, and that's good. Right? This is the best basketball team Maryland has had since. You can fill in the blank. You can decide if you like this better than the 2020 group or some of the other teams that were pretty frisky or talented or good, etc. Here's what I know. They got a chance to do something that used to be normal around these parts that has not been for some time. The biggest basketball game in, again, whatever number of years you want to put on it. Okay? They have a huge game against Grand Canyon University, who is not a pushover. This is not Quintana and O'Brien in the second round of the tournament, the Big Lebowski. You sleep, Darius sleeps, Ryan sleeps, and Anthony Haney probably sleeps. He's back at studio as well. Everybody underestimates the Big Lebowski in your generation. Mine properly appreciates it. Anyway, the point is this, okay? The focus right now, 100%, should be on what? This basketball team, this game, this tournament. Is 100% of the focus on this game, this basketball team, this tournament? The answer is no. I'll let you guys listen to this if you haven't heard it yet. Some of you are going to kind of be like, wait, that's unusual. I'll get into how unusual it is. But, Darius, go ahead and roll this clip here. This is Kevin Willard, slightly in his defense or for context, answering a question. And I will just give you a little bit of foreshadowing. He's answering a question at a press conference 24 hours before they play this huge game that we're talking about. In a way that, quite frankly, is astounding. Go ahead and roll it.
You know, I'll say this. This is Damon and I talked on Sunday night, right before Selection Sunday. He gave me a term sheet right before Selection Sunday. I really wasn't focused on it. Been focused on this team and this. Damon's talked to my agent. I talked to Damon this morning at length about where we are. Obviously, it's difficult right now because I think we know his situation. He's probably going to SMU, so it's kind of tough to negotiate with somebody that's maybe not here. But I need to make fundamental changes to the program. That's what I'm focused on right now. That's why probably a deal hasn't got done, because I want to see I need to see fundamental changes done. I want this program to be great. I want it to be the best in the country. I want to win a national championship, but there's things that need to change. When you're at a place for 3 years and you put your heart and soul into it, you kind of sit there and say, okay, wait a second. For us to be really successful, X, Y, and Z needs to change. And first and foremost, I need to make sure that we are where we are with NIL and rev share is not where we've been with NIL in the past 2 years. We've been one of the worst, if not lowest, in the NIL in the last 2 years. So that's first and foremost. I also have to make a fundamental change where I can do the things that I want to do with my program. You know, I wanted to spend an extra night in New York this year to celebrate Christmas with my team, and I was told that we can't do that because it's too expensive. So I don't know how we can be a top-tier program and I can't spend one extra night in New York because it's too expensive. So there's fundamental things I'm fighting for my team and my program. It's not so much about me. I want to make sure that whatever we do going forward, we're successful and we're successful at the highest rate. So I'm confident that we'll get things done. It's a little difficult right now, I'm not going to lie. I'm confident that no matter who we're negotiating with at the end of the day, this program is going to be in a great spot. And that's really my focus is this tournament, this team, and this program.
What?
Sure sounds like it, by the way. His focus is on this tournament, this team, and this game. It sure sounds like it.
Listen, the idea that he was asked a question and was just answering it, no. It's so easy. We have a huge game tomorrow. I'm focused on that.
Yes.
Next question. Well, what about this rumor? We have a huge game tomorrow. I'm focused on that. It's a great opportunity for us, the program, and the kids. You don't air the dirty laundry like that 24 hours before your team is supposed to play its biggest game in however many years. This is pathetic. This is a joke. Now, I'm not absolving the rest of the folks from Maryland. It sounds like the AD, we're not going to know all the information until more comes out, more reporting is done. I'm sure there were angst behind the scenes. I'm sure there was a conflict. That's obvious. That's inherent. I experienced that to a degree via my school. I went to George Washington University. I know the former basketball coach and the AD didn't get along, and stuff happens. That's normal. You want more. They're not willing to give you more. The budget's this, that, whatever. I'm sure there's conflicts. There's going to be conflicts everywhere. The next AD is going to have to say no on some stuff. You couldn't stay an extra night in Manhattan? Like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone?
Mm-hmm.
So you do it now? You're bitching about an extra hotel night because you wanted to do something nice for the... In what world is that an appropriate time and place to say anything of the sort? What on earth is happening? What a self-serving, pathetic display by the head coach. And again, doesn't absolve Maryland. Maryland's big picture. Tobes, I'm tagging in, but I'm going off on this. I cannot believe this is a thing. Maryland's got its own set of issues that
sure.
They want to be something that they're not, and it's not going to happen. You ain't a football school. No matter how many times you're in the Big Ten collecting those checks, you're going to get your ass kicked when Penn State comes to town and Michigan comes to town and the Ohio State University is going to beat the hell out of you whenever they feel like it. You ain't it. Good luck beating Indiana a couple times. Scrape together your revenue share for the Big Ten Network, which is on my cable package, and that's fine and dandy. I know why you did it. You chased that pie in the sky that you're going to be a football school. You're not. I get that there's frustration from the basketball team that has achieved, not lately, mind you, for so many years, and you can't get your NIL, you can't get your funding in this new reality. Fine. I understand you're upset and you're griping about it. Now back to you, Coach Willard. What a self-serving, a pathetic display to air grievances, announce that the AD's leaving
yes.
before there's any kind of official report. What are you doing and why?
Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible display by Willard. It's a bad look on him. Like you said, it doesn't absolve Maryland from simply, if he wants to stay another night in New York, like, let's not pretend like the University of Maryland doesn't have enough money to stick around for one more night for the basketball team to celebrate Christmas in New York. That's obviously disappointing, but to have all this happen right before the NCAA tournament, look, I'm all for this drama. Let's do it. After the season is done, Danny, after everything's done, hopefully, you know, this team wins tonight. Hopefully they win again on Sunday. Hopefully they're making another cross-country trip to go out to San Francisco next week for the Sweet 16. Hopefully all that stuff happens, but that's not even the talk right now around the Maryland basketball program, and it's disappointing. I mean, this is, like you said, a really, really good Maryland basketball team that has a chance to do something that this team hasn't done in a while. You got the Crab Five that people are talking about. T-shirts are being printed. People are excited about this basketball team. But going into a huge game against Grand Canyon today, the story isn't about beating the 13th seed Grand Canyon, whatever their mascot is. It's all about Kevin Willard essentially saying that they're AD is gone. It's crazy to me that this is the story. This is something that Kevin Willard brought on himself. You're right. This is a simple answer. You can be asked about these rumors. You can be asked about all this stuff and simply say, we've got a big game to prepare for. We're going to be ready for that. We can talk about this after the season. You can give all the easy cliched answers. He didn't choose to do that, and now he's got to live with the consequences. Unfortunately for them, though, the consequences a lot of times fall on the kids that had nothing to do with any of this.
You remember before the Nats World Series run when they were going to take on the Dodgers in 2019? Davey Martinez started bitching about players they didn't get in the offseason. They didn't pony up. Ownership and general manager Mike Rizzo didn't do a good enough job. We should have kept Bryce Harper. Remember that? Or we didn't stay in the nicest hotel when we went to Milwaukee. You remember that? You remember when Dan Quinn started bitching and moaning about the general manager, Adam Peters, and the Harris Ownership Group not putting them up in the nicest Radisson when they went to, New York or whatever? You remember all those? You don't remember them. You know why they didn't happen? Because it should never happen. I understand you're pissed off. I understand you got stuff, an axe to grind behind the scenes. And you're trying to win a power play against the de facto GM, a.k.a. the AD. I get that. Now is not the time. I cannot get over this. I'm telling you this right now. Like, I'm now out on that guy, on Kevin Willard. Hey, he's a great basketball coach. He knows what he's doing. He's sharp. He's a good basketball mind. They finally found somebody who could handle this NIL thing, who could do the transfer portal. He aced it. If you're looking at the quiz that he turned in a great quiz, right? They did an awesome job. This group is great. The focus today should be on a team that can go deeper in a tournament than has happened in Maryland in some time, for a school that thinks it's a lot better than it is at everything. Oh, my goodness gracious. I cannot forgive this. 800-636-1067. I know we're a little bit late. I apologize.